Blog Talk Radio.
I gotta tell what I feel. I gotta talk about my life as I see.
Welcome. You just tuned into the Hour Show.
-10.
And it is the biggie. It's your boy Journey Gray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
I'm tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, man, cabbage packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghost writing, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm Poseidon. When I'm writing, took the score of my life through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift, and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming, lightning bullets in the hundreds. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the Hummer. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King with the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this trilogy. Plates bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we commute through your stereo.
This is Journey Brave, and you are now tuned in to the G Hour Show.
It's the D-Hour Show of Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy D-Slate getting it in for the fit-ins, no doubt. It's another lovely Celebrity Tuesday morning. Yes, it's Celebrity Tuesday morning again. We're getting it in as usual on this lovely July 10th, 2012, Tuesday morning. Absolutely. And I welcome as my guest co-host this morning and afternoon to some, the beautiful Miss Ebony B from Diva Spot Radio.
What's going on, B Slate? And shout out to everybody that's tuned in live to the D Hour Show. And y'all want to make sure y'all check us out. We definitely getting in. I'm very excited to be on the show, Celebrity Tuesday. Of course, Diva is a celebrity, so I should be here anyway.
That's right.
But you guys
that's
make sure
right.
you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Hour Show. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/The Hour Show, because you're in for a treat this morning on the West Coast and also on the East Coast in the afternoon. Well, big shout out to you, D Slate. What's going on?
Well, I'm good, Ebony. I'm good, definitely. And I'm definitely happy and always proud to have you on the show with me. And you know, we definitely got a surprise. We got a good show, hopefully for you guys this morning or this afternoon. Today we're going to be talking to R&B superstar, the one and only Mr. Montel Jordan is going to be in the building with us today, yes indeed. So we're going to be getting it in with him and just play, and also playing some of your favorite, you know, celebrity hits and indie artist hits. So we're definitely going to be getting that in with you guys and, you know, doing a little chit-chatting as well about certain crazy things that is, you know, that's been going on, right now all over. I know one of the, before I get into that, if you are a hip-hop artist, if you are a singer, if you're a poet, R&B artist, if you're a spoken word artist, you'd like to have your music played on the show or be interviewed on a D Hour Show, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search the keywords D Hour Show. As well as for those with cell phones and Android phones and you want to download a great application for your phone, please download the free application TuneIn Radio. TuneIn Radio is just like iHeartRadio. It's called TuneIn Radio, T-U-N-E-I-N Radio, and you can listen to the D Hour Show on there as well, as well as all your iPhone, iPad users and everybody with their Mac computers or even your PCs with iTunes. You can now listen to and download the D-Hour Show on iTunes as well. Go to iTunes, you can download and listen to the D-Hour Show on the podcast. Now, I know a lot of people in the media and the press, they've been talking, you know, lately they've been talking about some of the, a lot of people think that the campaign and all the campaigning posters, commercials between both parties, you know, between President Obama's camp and Mitt Romney's camp, a lot of people are thinking that the campaign is a little too harsh and it's a little too much mudslinging going on with the campaign tax. Now, I haven't got a chance to really see a lot of them. I do see some a little bit of mudslinging. More, I feel more so coming from the Mitt Romney camp, but you know, there is a lot of that going on, and a lot of people are a little bothered, just wanting it to be a clean campaign and not too much name calling and mudslinging. And I agree. I think it should just be a clean campaign and just you know, both parties just speak on what they believe in and what they're talking about doing, and just let the people decide, you know, who they want to be the next you know, leader of this nation. I don't know, Ebony, what you think about that?
I mean, with politics, of course, there's going to be some mudslinging, you know, and of course, I do agree with having a clean, you know, fight and having a clean competition, but it can never be clean. It's a dirty situation, but this is not World Star Hip Hop. This is not a Twitter beef. You know, you shouldn't be looking at it because people will start to follow it and start to want to view it like it's some type of love and hip hop situation because it has drama going on. And, you know, nor the president or Mitt Romney should be stooping to those levels with their campaigns. And, of course, the taxpayers are paying out of their pocket. You're getting donation, all these money that comes out for these campaigns. But, you know, of course, the communities are still struggling. So I do agree with you in saying let the people decide. But, you know, of course, I'm overstanding how the people really deciding at the end of the day who's going to be who. So that's I really don't follow the campaigns like I should. I do pay attention, but it's just ridiculous because it gets so asinine sometimes and verbatim with things that you like, well, come on, let's just make this decision and make it happen. So let's keep it professional. The way you deal with unprofessional people is you don't deal with them. Bottom line.
That's true. That's true. And I just think that, you know, it's enough going on all over the world right now with many things like that. And, you know, just let's just have a clean campaign and I just feel like let the people decide who they want. You know, and like Ebony said, there's going to be some mudslinging. I mean, that's the way some politics and politicians are,
mm-hmm.
to try to get to where they want to be. And that's cool. I know some of them get down like that. And I just think that let's just try to keep it as clean as we can and let's just let the people decide. You know, let the people decide.
No, I think that, you know, every president or politician has some dirt on them, even Obama, you know, and this is what they try to use to say, oh, you know, check out Obama and check out what Mitt Romney did and check out this person. You know, you don't want to vote for this person. They ain't really real. You know, it's kind of like attack the credibility as much as you can. Attack the credibility as much as you can and try to expose them to make yourself look good. But, you know, a lot of times it can backfire on you. It's been plenty that came before, and it backfired on them. So,
that's
you know,
real.
We will see. We'll see who wins in the end, but I don't respect nobody else kicking dirt on nobody else's name to get something.
Absolutely, and I'm right there with you. Also, for the peeps out there as well, I don't know if a lot of people heard in the news that you know, Justin Bieber was being followed by some paparazzis or being followed by, you know, just people following him trying to get pictures and different things like that. So I think he was speeding trying to get away from them. And he called 911 and was trying to talk to them about it and tell them about it. And then he got pulled over by the police. And he told the police who he was. Police recognized him, and he told the police the situation. And basically the police told him, when he was trying to say that he was trying to get his privacy and different things like that, people were following him. Basically, the police told him that when you decided to be a celebrity, you gave up on your rights for privacy.
Oh, that's horrible. That is horrible. What if he would have caused an accident or something? And what about since we got this whole campaign thing, there should be a law passed for that. I kind of feel like the celebrities, once you become popular, that there should be some laws to protect your personal space. Word up. Did they give him a ticket?
I mean, I think I'm not sure if he did. I'll have to find out about that, if he actually got the ticket. But I know that was the comment that the officer had made to him. You know, when you decide to be a celebrity, you gave up on your right for privacy. I look at it like this. I guess I'm kind of straddling the fence on this one.
Okay.
I feel like I do think that, you know, some of the celebrities, I think in some cases with their children and different things like that, you know, because the children, the children didn't decide to be celebrities. Okay.
No.
The children didn't ask to be in this world. You know, they were brought into this world. So I think that as far as privacy for the children when they're with their children, I definitely think they do deserve that. But I think if they're out in the public, just period. I mean, yeah, I know sometimes some people want, you know, as human beings and as people, a lot of times we love being with our family and friends and loved ones, but we also like to have time to ourselves sometimes. And I think that, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, but I do agree that when you decided you wanted to be famous and you wanted to make all this money and be a celebrity, then you decided to bring in all of the baggage that came with that. And one of those baggages, you know, is people following you and people coming up to you everywhere you go. So, you know, when you saw some of your favorite celebrities getting that attention, you told yourself, oh, I want to be a celebrity. I want that attention too. So you can't say that's what you wanted when you first started striving to be a celebrity and say, oh, yeah, I want that too. And then once you start getting it, you start telling people, give me my privacy. No, you know what all the baggage is that comes with being a celebrity, and you decided to do that when you decided to become a celebrity. Now, I do think in some instances, you know, deaths in the family, you trying to deal with emergencies and, you know, being with your kids and stuff like that, I do think in some situations they ought to allow celebrities to be able to have their privacy when it comes to that kind of stuff. But if you just out chilling, period, and it's just you, then you know what? And people come up to you or following you around, and you know what? That was the life you decided to have when you kept telling yourself you wanted to be famous.
I mean, you write about that. You definitely write about that. You wanted the attention, and when you got it, you want it at your own convenience. But, you know,
exactly.
As regular people, you know, unpopular people, I say regular citizens, when you call the police and saying, you know, this person is following me, I'm being harassed by such and such, you know, they go into action and call those people stalkers. They consider those people a threat to this person because you're following them without permission. You're taking pictures without permission. You know, that's violating their rights. But when it comes to a celebrity, and I think people fail to realize that celebrities are regular people at the same time, there should be some type of law and some type of regulation set up for them, because once they get off the stage and they out the studio or they're off they're not on the camera on the TV no more, they go right back to being regular people. Now, Justin Bieber, in this instance, he's a young man. He's definitely worked hard. He's definitely took a lot of backlash in his career with being gay and being a playboy and such and such and such. He was speeding, trying to get away from paparazzi. What if he would have crashed, killed himself, hurt somebody, damaged some property? You know, there should be a line to say, you know what, you are not allowed to do this. And you are following somebody, chasing somebody. I mean, paparazzi, that's real ashy right there for you to be speeding to take a picture of a mofo. Like, are you serious?
That's real. That's real.
Are you serious? So, you know, I agree. I agree with you 100%, but I really think that there should be some laws. Now, what if Justin Bieber... Yeah, what if Justin Bieber do a Rihanna, and now he a good boy going bad? What if he start tripping and just acting up? Because Rihanna, you know, she was, when she first came out, she was real soft, elegant, and nice, and, you know, real with her own temper. Now with the whole different situation, this can make him bitter and turn him dark. And then, of course, he got a strong following and has a big, strong impact on the youth, and now he can do something else that deters him even more to do stupid stuff.
You know what, too, Ebony, I heard, too, that also to the fans out there, I heard, too, that Justin Bieber got angry in a phone interview that he did with the radio station. The guy that was talking to him was comparing him to Justin Timberlake, and then he also made a comment about Justin Bieber's mom, and of course Bieber hung up the phone on him. I gotta say this. I think that was definitely disrespectful with the whole thing that he said about his mom. Definitely don't disrespect the dude's mom like that. But I think with the Justin Timberlake thing, I'm gonna be honest with you, especially with this new song, a new album that he's got out right now. To be honest with you, he does kind of sound like Justin Timberlake, you know, and the thing about it is, like, if you listen to the song Boyfriend, he does kind of, that's a Justin Timberlake type of flavor, and, you know, when you listen to him, like, in the way he's singing in the song, and just the whole style of the music, it does feel like Justin Timberlake. Now, I feel like as a star, too, you know, Justin Bieber, you got to really recognize and realize that in some instances, people don't compare you, you know, to certain stars and celebrities. And you got to be able to take that in stride. You know, and how you, I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, I don't really think that's anything to get angry about. Justin Timberlake is a superstar celebrity. You know, he's very talented.
He's very talented.
So I think it would be an honor for somebody to say, hey man, you know, you kind of sound like Justin Timberlake. Yeah, I know you're a star now and everything, and in your own rights, you do have your own music, and that's great. That's fine. But you gotta also realize too where you came from. I mean, you came up off YouTube. You know, you came up off YouTube. You know, you became famous off of YouTube and got discovered from there, and then just blew up from there. So you got to also realize too. I mean, Justin Timberlake's been in the business a lot longer than you have. He's more experienced. So for somebody to compare you to him, I would consider that an honor. I would have just been like, oh, thank you. I think Justin Timberlake's wonderful.
And Justin Timberlake got his backlash too when Janet Jackson City popped out. Well, when he popped Janet Jackson City out. So, you know, everybody got to go through their ups and downs. And one thing that I say about the music industry, and we talked about this before too as well, Deflate, the music industry is just as dirty as pimping. Somebody is going to be a pimp and somebody is going to be a hoe at the end of the day. You can switch positions all you want. But you know, don't get upset when somebody compare you, especially to a legend. I could see if you was getting compared to somebody whack, but, you know, I don't know what was the situation that he said about his mama. You don't talk about nobody's mama no way.
Yeah.
But
I'm going to assume that that's what he mostly got upset about, because I don't see why he would get upset about the Justin Timberlake deal, but I'm going to assume that it was mostly about the comment that the gentleman made about his mom. And you just don't really disrespect. I mean, that gentleman that said that on the radio station, you know, how would you feel if somebody dissed your mom? You know, if somebody just clowned your mom like that. So, I mean, that's what you got to take into account. But
you got
faces
out here who really don't care. They'll say anything for ratings. They'll say anything for listens and views. And they follow the trends. They not respecting the artists. Some stations that have artists come on, they don't even take the time to listen to the artist's music, to research them, to read their bio, to get updated on what they're doing, let alone pay 99 cents or $1.29 for a single on iTunes. So So, you know, it shows. It shows through character.
That's real.
And it doesn't surprise me.
That's real. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick music break. We got some hits for you guys. We're also going to play one of the hits from our guests for this morning / afternoon. We got some Montel Jordan. You know, we got some, you know, we got some hits we're going to throw out there. We got some Betty Wright for you guys and, you know, some Erica Page. So, you know, sit back and relax. It's your boy D. Slate, Ebony B. from Diva Spot Radio in the building with me hanging out. We're going to be talking with my man Montel Jordan in a little bit. Make sure you guys sit back and enjoy the show. Please enjoy the music. And if you want to talk in and chime in on some of the things that we're talking about, feel free to call us at 718-766-4553, 718-766-4553, and press 1 to get into the conversation so that way I will be able to see you and we will be able to talk to you. It's D. Slate, Ebony B. in the building. We're getting ready to play some hits. We'll be back. Hopefully we'll be back with my man Montel Jordan. Let's get it. It's Montel Jordan with his joint. Get it on tonight, right here on the D-Hour Show.
Oh, ooh-wee. Oh, when I'm looking at you, what's she thinking? Why can't she be like you? So I'm scheming, I can't go on like this, believing that her love is true.
Yeah. No pain, no pain, you wanna get back, 'cause I'm fly. You having regrets, 'cause I'm fly. Simple as this, just don't try. You shouldn't have left my side. You're holding your breath, you might die, 'cause I'm fine.
Kyle Ayers.
Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. It's the D Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy D Slade. Got my girl Ebony B from Diva Spot Radio in the building with me right now, getting it in, playing the hits. You just got through listening to Erica Page with I'm Fine. Before that was the talented and legendary Miss Betty Wright with No Pain, No Gain. And ours also, before that, you heard one of the hit singles from our special guest tonight, Mr. Montel Jordan, with Get It On Tonight. Absolutely right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to introduce our guest for tonight. Montel Jordan was introduced to the music world with his number one smash hit, This Is How We Do It. This Is How We Do It is a mixture of slick beats and street infectious wordplay that changed the R&B landscape. It was the first Def Jam album to hit number one on the top album chart, holding the top spot for almost 2 months. The runaway smash single, This Is How We Do It, celebrated South Central's L.A. street vibe and quickly became a precursor for the grittier hip-hop tangle R&B that would soon follow and dominate the charts by the end of the 90s. Montel followed his debut success with the platinum-selling album More that included the hit single I Like, which was also featured on the soundtrack for Eddie Murphy's The Nutty Professor. Jordan's career will go on to produce a total of 6 number one records. Jordan has written an inspirational true autobiography entitled Reflections. This autobiography was inspired by his personal musical journey and details the pivotal points and reference and choices each of us make that propel us down our path to success and failures. Montel Jordan recently retired as an R&B recording artist. He has committed his life to the ministry of Jesus Christ and to spread the good news to all nations. He is a family man, husband, father, friend, servant, and worshiper. He currently is the worship pastor at Victory World Church in Norcross, Georgia, and is currently establishing the new sound of Victory World music to the world. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D-Hour Show welcome to our guest, Mr. Montel Jordan.
What's up? What's up? How's everybody doing?
All right. Montel, how you doing, bro?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for having me on the show, everybody.
Oh, absolutely. It's our pleasure. It's absolutely our pleasure to have you on the show, and thank you so much for joining us. So how you doing on this? I know it's been hot all over the United States. Is it hot out where you are?
Man, I'm in the ATL, and, you know, last week it was like 127 or something ridiculous, man. You just sitting still and just bursting the flames. It's crazy.
Absolutely.
But it's calmed down now. We like upper 90s, mid 90s right
good.
Now.
Well, I know it's been cooling off all over the United States, man, in some states. So I mean, that's pretty good. I mean, I'm in AZ, so we're kind of used to the heat out here. But it's a dry heat, so, you know, it's a little easier to cool off out here. But I know some people have been having some hard time with it, so it's good to know that it's kind of calming down a little bit. First and foremost, man, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. And, you know, as we discussed, This Is How We Do It, man, was a huge hit for you. It was a huge milestone for hip-hop and R&B. And what was that success like when you were going through that?
Well, you know, This Is How We Do It. It was not expected, but without question, we knew we had something special, you know, upon the creation of that song. You know, back in my college days, when I was at Pepperdine University and pledging Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity, and, you know, when I was doing my whole college day thing, I always said, if I ever got a chance to be in the music business, I want to sing over that Slick Rick's Children's Story track, because that joint was just so beastly. It was like it didn't matter. Any party, at least during my era, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning when they about to shut everything down. You know how DJs got their playlist and they start out and they ramp up and then they go to the south, they go to the west, they do what they do. That 2 o'clock in the morning joint, you know, he's in the heat of mixing and dropping joints, and every time he put Children's Story on, the floor was never empty. And I was like, yo, if I ever sang over that song right there, you know, that'll be, you know, that's like a no-brainer for me right there.
Exactly.
So I was just really blessed, man, really blessed that God would give me the creative ability to take a song that was a hit song and help turn it into a classic.
Well, you know, Montel, you've been blessed all around because, I mean, for artists to be able, and it's not a lot of them out there, but for artists to be able to produce, you know, 6 or 7 number one hits, man, that's a huge feat. That's a huge feat in itself.
Yeah, that's a blessing, man. I was very fortunate after, you know, the number one record that I had on myself to be able to work with some artists that that helped with those other number one records. I mean, I think for myself, it was This Is How We Do It and Get It On Tonight, and I think Let's Ride were all number one records. But my other number one records came from people like Deborah Cox and Cisco, and, you know, it was outside of myself that other people breathed life into the songs that we were creating at that time. And so, you know, it is definitely an honor to have held that number one slot. I can tell you, this is a funny story. Back when I was out on the road and I had my first number one record, I had a guy who was on the road with me named Wes Johnson, big radio guy at the time. And when we hit number one, he said, "You know what you are right now?" And I said, "No, I don't." He said, "You were everybody else in the world musically wants to be at this very moment, you know, being at that number one slot, because everybody doesn't have that opportunity to have a number one record." So I'm honored, man.
That's true. That's true. He's absolutely right. I mean, you did some great things with music, and I know you still get big love overseas. You still get big love overseas for some of those hits.
Yeah, well, you know, the songs, when you I guess, go beyond the normal span of a lifetime of a song. I mean, This Is How We Do It. I've seen it just recently. Last year was in a Pepsi commercial, and this year was Jackson Hewitt's theme song. And you look at Mountain Dew, their theme now is This Is How We Do It, and you know,
How
We Do.
Yeah.
I think Sonic is using This Is Sonic How We Do, something crazy. This Is How We Sonic.
Yeah.
You know, I think the movie This Is War, you got, I think it's Reese Witherspoon that sings like 3 minutes of This Is How We Do It in the movie. It's like the song has a life of its own. So even though I've moved on into, you know, got promoted in life into ministry, the song itself, you know, has its own life.
Life now, yeah. Well, it's doing great, man, and it's you did some incredible things, and now you're doing some incredible things now in the life of the ministry. Before I really get into that, I got my guest co-host, my girl Ebony B from Diva Spot Radio in the building. Ebony,
what's going on, Montel Joyner? How you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I am fantastic. I'm glad to see that you're letting God use you as a tool for His ministry now, and that's great. And This Is How We Do It, that was one of the songs that I was allowed to listen to when I was younger, because my mother didn't play that. She just didn't play that at all. So we still can bump that now at a cookout or whatever. It's like you said, the song has a life of itself. But I'm really excited to hear about the things that you're doing now with the Victory World Church. Is that correct?
That is correct. That is correct.
Yes. I'm so excited to hear more about that. And with the radio stations now, for artists that's out there that's listening and they're trying to get their song. And I did see that Jackson Hewitt commercial. That's funny. That's just unnecessary funny. He was getting into it. It's just kind of funny because at a point in time, I was like, I don't really like to see not just hip-hop music, but our music, our urban music used for toothbrush commercials and stuff like that. And then I had to get to overstanding and say, why not? Why can't this music be in a commercial, or why can it not be in a movie? I kind of felt like they were using our culture to sell their product. But at the same time, the song is getting exposure, and that's okay to a certain degree. I'm still 50-50. But now that you're doing the music for the gospel music and whatnot, for artists who are trying to get their music out there on commercials, how would they go about that? And doesn't their music need to be registered to be able to get paid from that, to be able to get recognized as a BDS band?
Absolutely. Well, it's if you were asking how do you get songs like on commercials, or how do you get that commercial exposure, normally that takes care of itself. It's not like you can go and just create something that makes it onto a movie or makes it, you know, it's really when you have a song that transcends what's happening at a particular time in our culture. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when you look at LMAFO or with, you know, I'm Sexy and I Know It, this Eminem's commercial, at some point when a song grows beyond radio and beyond clubs and it starts to spill over into every aspect of life, you know, you can say to any kid, wiggle, 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 and they know what that's from, you know, from that song. Mm-hmm. And so I think the objective should be to create great music, not to be famous or not to have successful songs. I think the objective is to create something that is great with the gift of music that God gives to us. And from that standpoint, when you do that, then I think it transcends what you created for and can be usable, you know, for other different avenues in movies and films and so on and so forth. And to answer the second part of that question, absolutely, your music needs to be copywritten and your publishing splits and everything taken care of so that, you know, the royalties and things that come from successful songwriting and production and performances are being able to be taken care of properly.
I've come to find out with the artists, because I have a show each and every Friday on Frontline Fridays where we showcase, interview, and promote the artists. And the most important thing for me as a radio personality and as a lover of music is to educate the artists while we're talking before we go on the show. Ask them questions. Is your music registered? Do you know where to go and register? Because a lot of them don't know. And I come to find out there's a two-part to registering your music for. Sound Exchange collects the royalties for the plays that's on the internet and mm-hmm. when you're getting plays. And then there's ASCAP, BMI, and there's another one CSAC, that collects the royalties for the writing and the beat part of it. So I just learned that maybe like last month. And is this correct that there's two entities, two parts to registering your music so you can be able to collect royalties not only on the music itself getting spins and plays, but on you being a writer and also the beats as well?
Well, the way that normally works is that Sound Exchange is just something that came about over the past couple of years, you know, as the internet evolved. Before, as a songwriter or producer, you know, if you and I wrote a song together and I was with ASCAP or you were with BMI, however the song was split out, ASCAP would own a percentage that they would go after for the writing of the song or producing of the song, as well as BMI or CSAC. So a song in itself, when it comes to the publishing rights of it, is administered through one of those companies, or some people will try and have an independent administrator to come and seek that royalty for them. As far as Sound Exchange, they recently came about. It's not about royalties from a standpoint of a writer. It's from the standpoint of airplay. When your song is played on the internet, they're the governing body that goes to, and you know, every time it's played on a YouTube or on a, you know, on somebody's website or something like that, they track that. I mean, you can walk to a Waffle House. I don't know if y'all got Waffle House where you at, but they got jukeboxes. They got jukeboxes on the table. Every time that song is played in a jukebox, somebody has to be able to take a tally of that song being played, because there's pennies on the dollar that are supposed to go every time a song is played, whether it's on a commercial, in a club at night. Even DJs are supposed to turn in their playlist of what they do on a nightly club, because every time that song is played in a venue, somebody's supposed to get paid from that. So,
most definitely. I appreciate you sharing knowledge, and I'm going to pass it back to you, D. Slade. Of course, I'm excited to hear more about Victory World Church. I'm excited to hear about that.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what I was going to get into, Monta. I was going to ask you, definitely give us a little knowledge about what you're doing now and what you're doing with Victory World.
Okay. Well, as of January 2011, about a year and a half ago, I left the R&B music business. And some people say I left R&B to go gospel. Montel Jordan did not go gospel. Montel Jordan went into full-time ministry. So I left the music business to be in full-time ministry. I'm a licensed minister. I marry, bury, and dip. And that is my normal job on a daily. And in addition to being in ministry, I'm a worship pastor, so I have the ability to help create a new worship atmosphere, not just for Victory World Church here in Atlanta, Norcross, Georgia, but I also am able to create music that goes beyond the four walls of this church and into the church, which is music for believers, you know, everywhere.
That's right.
That comes through what's called Victory World Music. And Victory World Music is a basically a combination or compilation of our different worship leaders of different backgrounds and nationalities that all came together to create an album that wouldn't sound like a typical gospel or Christian album. It's to me, it's fire. It's a hot album because when I was in the world, I created anthems and I created songs that were club bangers, and I didn't want to come into the body of Christ and then start toning down what I did when I was in the world. I went hard when I was in the world. So now that I'm in the body of Christ, I still go hard. So naturally, when you put on the Shake Heaven album, it's available on iTunes now. It's called Shake Heaven by Victory World Music. When you put on that album, when you start with the song Yes You Are, when the album first comes on, it does not sound like any Christian album that you will ever put in ever to this point. It's very eclectic. It's creative. Some of the songs are worshipful. Some of them are dance. Some acoustic. But God allowed me to kind of weave this tapestry of music together to touch worshipers for the next generation. So this might not be something that grandmoms, you know, will gravitate toward as her favorite worship album if she's old school. But if she is understanding that God is doing something new right now for you know, for the affections of the next generation. My whole thought process is, if you like listening to Lady Gaga, or you like listening to the Black Eyed Peas, you like that music, you like that dance, that feel, that bump, you won't listen to Christian music if there's alternatives out there that the messages may not be great messages. So I'm trying to provide an alternative to the messages that are out there. The rhythms, the beats are going to be very similar, because I don't believe it's God's music and the devil's music. I believe it's all God's music. I believe what we do with it will either glorify God or it'll glorify the enemy. So from that standpoint, you know, when you put on the Shake Heaven album, you got bangers. When you cut the album on, Shake Heaven is an anthem, like a stadium anthem. The One is like a club banger. They're songs that when you listen to, you don't feel like you're missing out something by being a Christian. You feel like, I can put on this album and feel the same thing like I put on if I put on a Katy Perry album. I feel like, you know, I got big songs, big anthem-driven, chorusy songs, but I'm glorifying God as opposed to glorifying the world.
First and foremost, bro, I want to say that when you were in the world, you were going hard, but now that you're in the ministry, I think you're going even harder.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I think that you're definitely going even harder. And I know myself on the DIY Show Radio Network, and as well as Ebony with Diva Spy Radio, we both have some incredible Sunday shows, inspirational shows, and I would love to get some of your Christian music, and definitely showcase it on our Sunday show. I know they would absolutely love that.
Absolutely, we'd love to get that over to you. And here's the thing: let me say this. You don't have to be a Christian to appreciate this music. Like I said, because it's just banging music, but the message is just centered differently. It's not like I'm saying Jesus, Jesus, Jesus all down your throat. Here's my thing.
Right.
I'm Montel Jordan. You know what I mean? I'm a father. I'm a husband. I'm still the fun guy I was before. I just love Jesus now, and so it doesn't change. You know, it changes some of the places where I go and some of the things that I used to do because I'm conscious of my choices that I make now. But as far as like music, I still think people should be able to enjoy music and dance and enjoy singing and partying and doing that. I just feel like we have to be responsible for what we're ingesting into our souls musically. So I'm just here to you know, put an alternative out there of if you like certain types of music, then it's cool to like those types of music, but just understand what it is that we're listening to. And so, you know, that's what we're doing with Victory Well Music. We just got bangers, but they're God bangers. And so you don't have to, like I said, you don't have to be a Christian to enjoy it. It's hot music. And if you like hot music, if you like jazz music, it's not like you like Christian jazz music or non-Christian jazz. What is that?
You like jazz music.
If you like opera, do you like Christian opera or non-Christian opera? It's like you either like the style of music or you don't. And so this music is just good dance music. It's good anthem music. It's good R&B music. It's good acoustically driven pop music. It's just that the method behind it is just centered on Jesus for a positive effect on our youth, as opposed to all the different type of stuff that we could be singing about.
Well, you know, the great thing that I think about what you just said is that, and what I love about that is that, as a man of God and as an artist for God, I think that, you know what you're saying is, you know, and you don't hear a lot of gospel artists or Christian artists even kind of coming like that, but I think, you know, what a lot of people are, what I'm gathering, what you're expressing to people is that, listen, I don't want to categorize it as gospel music or Christian music. You know, if it's R&B or if it's jazz or if it's, you know, rock or whatever the case may be, and we're speaking about inspirational things, then just let's just say it's rock music. Let's just say it's hip-hop music. Let's just say it's R&B music. Let's not categorize it as Christian or gospel music, because you don't want to segregate it like that. You just want people to enjoy the music as music.
Well, yeah, I don't want it to feel like it. In other words, here's what I feel, and this is personal opinion. My thing is, if I'm a Christian and I open up a restaurant, do I open up a restaurant to serve just Christians? That's
exactly.
Not a good business move. That's ridiculous to open up a restaurant and just feed only Christians. Like, if you're going to go into the business of opening a restaurant, you open up a restaurant to serve people food, because some people that might not be Christians might like your food and want to be Christian. So I feel the same thing with the music. I don't want to say this is just Christian music for Christian people. It's banging music. And if you're a Christian, you're going to love it. If you're not a Christian, you might start listening to Christian music simply because of the styling of the music, you know. And that's, you know, like I said, that's personal opinion, but I truly believe that, you know, I came from a place of, I think people that followed me and followed my career and the things I used to say and the things I used to do, I'm just a template for them to be able to see what I used to do and what I do now, and that because I have a better life now and I've evolved now, the same way we all mature and evolve, I'm offering to them the same way that they was partying with me back then, the opportunity to party with me now, but just on a more mature, mentally advanced and spiritually advanced level. That's all it is. We still partying. It's just now we ain't partying on our way to hell. We just, you know.
We're going to get it a different way.
You know, that's all right. I still got the club jumping. I still, you know, we still get our hands up. We still go hard. And quite honestly, what's interesting is when you listen to the songs, like just take like Shake Heaven, gospel radio will say that it's not really a gospel song. But if you take it to CCM radio, they'll say, well, it's not really a CCM song. It's because it's something new. It's a new sound. It's not gospel. It's not CCM. It's just good Christian music. And so, you know, from that standpoint, you know, it can play anywhere. I got songs on that album like Friends, Lies, and Haters that'll play on your local R&B station, because that was a song that was created before I was a minister, before I was in ministry. It was an R&B song I was going to put out. So I think it's about the music being God-centered and being created by people who love God, that you can create great songs. I believe we're going to do beautiful wedding songs, R&B songs. I think we're going to do all types of music, because you need Christian folks to be able to contribute to the music business, and it doesn't have to be Christian music that they are contributing to the music business.
Absolutely.
And it's positive music and motivational music, too. And, you know, I discover artists like The Truth, The Ambassador, Lecrae, artists like that. I discovered it last year, and I'm like, oh, this is dope. And they rapping about God, but they speaking the truth, and they talking about the lifestyle. And I think it's pretty dope, you know, to have in the beats. A lot of the beats in the production go harder than some of these top artists that you have now. And that's one thing that I love about it, that not only can I listen to it, still bop my head for the hip-hop culture, and wow, because I'm an 80s baby, and my son, he can listen to it too. I don't have to turn down the music or say, you know what, I don't think I should be listening to this, because if I'm trying to set an example for you, I have to set example myself. But I love that type of music like that. When the music really talked about something, it educated you, it motivates you, it made you feel good. So I'm definitely excited about that. And, of course, I'm going to iTunes now so I can purchase it.
That's what's up.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
Well, first and foremost, Montel, it's an absolute pleasure to talk to you, have you on the show. And I always like to extend this to everybody we've had on the show. You know, as far as I'm concerned, the D Hour Show is now your home. And anytime you like us to play your music, you want to stop by, hang out, talk to us, you got a key now, man. The D Hour Show is your home. You always welcome here.
My man, I appreciate y'all. Y'all been a blessing to me today. I hope there's something that somebody heard. They'll be inspired. You know, it's just about trying to be a light. You know, it's enough darkness out there. It's enough of doing it the wrong way. And we're just at a place right now. We're just trying to present some options. There's a better way, and there's a good life out there. I love my life so much right now, man, in God. And it's not like a fake. It's not a facade. I could just be Montel, you know, all day, every day, because I'm the person right now that God loves the most. And so I don't got to put on no fakes. I ain't got to be nobody different. And I think that if we all had that opportunity or that freedom to just be who we are, we wouldn't have to be different people around job and work and church, and we could just be free. And I found that in Jesus, man. And so long as I got breath in me, I'm sold out, and I'm committed that, you know, I'm still fly. I still got swag. I'm an old man with a newborn in the house. My wife
like
is fly.
Like
my kids are fly. We still get it. We go hard. We vacation. We love the Lord. It's, people need to know that it's, you can love the Lord and still have fun. Love the Lord and still have a fly life. And so, you know, that's where it's at right now.
No doubt. No
you better
doubt.
Know Christians have fun, man. Christians have
that's
fun.
Right.
I don't know who told y'all that we don't, but we have fun and the peace. The peace and
yes,
prayer
indeed.
And having a personal relationship with God is so important. And then you start to operate in a different way. You start to think and you start to react to things in a different way. And for me, it's always been God first, family second, career third. Because you can get so caught up in your busy day with everything around you that's temporarily, and God takes the back seat. You know, and I was having somebody say to me, praying to God, and I don't think you hear me, or I'm a come and I'm going to give my life back when I clean myself up. You don't even know. He wants you right where you at right now. Stop and make
That's
it happen.
Right. That's right.
That's it. If you could clean yourself up, you wouldn't need him.
<That's> right.
That's it. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Now, Montel, if anybody want to catch up with you online, you know, where can what's the names for your Facebook and Twitter so everybody can talk to you?
Yeah, definitely. You can check me out on Facebook.com/Montel Music. And you can also check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/Montel Jordan. Montel has two L's in it. There's also a Victory World Music Facebook, and there's also a Victory World Music Twitter page under Shake Heaven. You can go to twitter.com/ShakeHeaven, and you can find us there. So between, and we have our own website too, victorywellmusic.com. You can go there and see where we're touring and what's up and coming, and some great things coming out at the end of the year. And we're trying to take Shake Heaven to the rest of the world, let them get a glimpse of what we've been doing here in the A and doing for the body of Christ.
That's real. Now, Montel, real quick, bro, before you get out of here, for all the up-and-coming artists, man, that all these amateur artists and independent artists that want to make it in music and want to be a success, what advice do you give to them?
It's about persistence. One, consistency. You know, you can be a great artist. The music business has changed over the years. It's not so much about your artistry as about having a hit song right now. You can have songs, people know the songs, but they don't know the people singing them because everything is more a product driven right now. Of course, you've got some artists that are breaking that mold when you have like an Adele or somebody that comes out that, you know, just kind of surpasses a song and then you get attached to the person. What I mean by that is, for me, I'm a Sade fan. Sade don't have to have a song on the radio for me to go buy her album. If I hear it's coming out, I'm going to get it. But right. for some people, it's like, well, if this person, I don't like the song they put out, so I'm not going to go get the album. The thing is, you either, you know, you want people to invest in you as an artist, not in you having a song with a catchy hook. That's the first thing. And then the second thing is, understand that I believe music is a gift from God. I've said it before. And what we do with that gift will either glorify him or not glorify him. That doesn't mean you have to make Christian music. But what it means is that if you're doing something positive with the music that will bring him glory ultimately, I believe you'll have a greater measure of success than what you would get by not glorifying him. And what you'll find is that people who are doing that stuff in the world have a temporary fame and a temporary finance. But at some point in time, if you go back and you just look statistically, you'll see that at some point all the fame goes away, the finance of the big houses, they have to sell them, the cars end up going back, and all the stuff that you thought was fame was them basically leveraging that against time for their souls. And so, you know, I would just say do what music you love, but make sure that you are glorifying the person that gave you the gift of music, and that way our kids will have something better to listen to than some of the garbage that's out there right now.
That's right. Absolutely. Inspiring words, and I think those definitely that are listening right now definitely need to take heed to everything you just said. Hopefully, we'll be able to get some artists out there that are really listening and taking what, you know, artists like yourself and, you know, some of the other artists we've had on the show have, you know, given them really strong and solid advice on what it really, you know, takes to make it in this music business now, because it's dog-eat-dog and it's definitely a lot different the way it used to be. So I definitely thank you for that. And as always, man, it's an absolute honor and pleasure to have you on. And hopefully we would love to get you back on the show with us again. It was an absolute pleasure.
Appreciate y'all. Y'all make sure y'all holler at my girl to set this meeting up so we can get some music over to y'all. We want to be on y'all. We
absolutely
need to be in heavy rotation, man. We
absolutely
want to be in.
Absolutely. I'm throw a big shout out to my girl Janet, man. I'm going to definitely holler at her so we can get that music in rotation, man, because I definitely want to hear it.
That's what's up, man. Appreciate you.
Montel, you have a blessed day, man, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot, man. God bless. I'll holler at y'all later.
You too. It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy D. Slate, Ebony B. from Diva Spy Radio, my girl in the building with us hanging out. That was my man Montel Jordan hanging out with us, giving some strong inspirational words and advice to a lot of the up-and-coming artists. And a big shout-out to Victory World Church and Victory World Music. And definitely can't wait to listen to some of that as well. We're going to take a quick music break real quick. We got some hits for you guys. Absolutely. When we come back, me and Ebony, we might discuss. I want to talk briefly about, you know, I know people heard about the Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes situation, and you know, and just celebrity marriages and relationships. You know, what's the take on that, and how it's been going lately, and how well you know, they're really interacting with each other. You know, we'll discuss that when we come back. But we got some hits, and we're gonna start it off with my man Montel's number one hit single, This Is How We Do It. And, you know, we got a little CeCe Peniston with her new joint, Celebrate. It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio.
This is how we do it. Hit the shop cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and my guys ain't canine. All my gangbang and forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hit the party. Say, I'm kinda buzzed and it's all because
this is how we do it. I'm a big G. The girl see I got the money, $100 bills, y'all. If you were from where I'm from, then you would know that I gotta get mine in a big black truck. You can get yours in a thick ball. Whatever it is, the party's underway. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up.
Attention all shoenistas. Looking for a hot stiletto? Are you addicted to sexy shoes? Make a fashion statement and check out the Stiletto Diva at www.thestilettodiva.com. We have what you need. The Stiletto Diva is committed to bringing you a variety of affordable, quality styles to help complete the sexy in you. We're here to assist you with bringing out the ultimate diva from head to soul. True divas wear stilettos. Visit us at www.thestilettodiva.com to find the perfect pair or for information about booking a party.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy D. Slade. Got my girl Ebony B. from Diva Spot Radio in the building. We playing all the hits. You just got through listening to CeCe Peniston's new joint, Celebrate. Before that was my man Montel Jordan's number one hit single, This Is How We Do It. Shout out to my man Montel. Absolutely incredible and very inspirational brother. Make sure you guys definitely check him out on Facebook and check him out on Twitter as well. And please support Victory World Music. And we were talking about earlier, I mentioned, you know, that everybody knows a little bit of the situation with, you know, Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes getting a divorce, and this will be Tom Cruise's third. I don't know. It's a lot of the Hollywood relationships lately. A lot of people have been getting divorces, and a lot of people are going through, you know, and a lot of them have been bad divorces and bad situations. Some of them have been okay, and they've been able to reconcile and. Well, not really reconciled, but they've been able to get along with each other and agree on certain terms, you know, as far as the divorces are concerned. But I don't know, you know, how successful are, you know, the Hollywood relationships? And I know some of the celebrities feel like, you know they have better chances on dating other celebrities than just dating regular people, because some of them are concerned whether or not if they're with someone that's not of celebrity status, whether or not they're with them for them or with them for their money. I don't know, Ebony, what you think about?
I mean, well, I want to give a big shout out to everybody that's tuning in live to the chat room as well, and everybody that's tuning in live on their phone. Also, big shout out to Andre Brinson. I see you doing your thing, but. It has not really been, 2012 has not, has been a bad year for celebrity relationships. And just like you said, just as Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes ended their five-year-old marriage, you know, we look at celebrity couples who just couldn't, you know, make their relationship work. And it's unfortunately, and they had called them, what do they call them, Tomcat? After five years, you know, they called him Tomcat. That was their new name. They called him Tomcat, and after 5 years of over-the-top display of public affection, he jumping on Oprah's couch, you know, he proposed to her, to the Eiffel Tower, and did everything, and declared his love, and the couple, you know, had an elaborate Italian castle wedding, too. Don't forget that wedding. Let's not forget that wedding, because that was over-the-top, but, you know, is reports stating that Katie, finally couldn't keep up with Tom controlling behavior, and, you know, his psychology believes, and she just opted out. She couldn't take it no more. So you got Tom Cruise and another celebrity couple that couldn't hold it together and that had to split and go their separate ways with Heidi Klum and Sil. They ain't together no more. Yeah, let's not forget them. They was in a marriage for 7 years, 4 children. Really? Done.
Yeah, it hasn't been really rolling out too well for them this year, and hopefully some of the new relationships that's coming up will get a lot better for them over the years. But I wish them well. I wish everybody well. Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes, of course, Seal, Heidi Klum. I wish them all well in their back in their single endeavors. And hopefully they can get back into the relationship swing of things and find somebody that, you know, find somebody who they really want to be with. Right now, Ebony, I want you to go ahead and tell everybody about Diva Spot Radio and what you're doing with Diva Spot Radio. It looks like we got a caller on the line, so I'm going to see who that is. And, yeah, definitely tell everybody about Diva Spot Radio and what you're doing over there.
Cool. Well, I am the host. My name is Diva Ebony B. I am the host of Diva Spot ENT and Diva Spot Radio. I'm also a radio personality on Phenomenal Radio. You can check me out and everything that I'm doing at www.divaspotradio.com. Again, that's www.divaspotradio.com. Check out my featured artists. Check out the how to submit your music for the artists. Each and every Friday, we have a show called Frontline Fridays where we showcase, interview, and promote artists. Also, on Saturdays, we have Step Your Game Up Saturday for the business owners. And on Sundays, we have Spiritual Feeding. So, of course, you guys can check out everything that we're doing over there. Also, be sure to check out me and my whole team and staff at Phenomenal Radio. That's www.phenomradio.blogspot.com. Again, that's phenomradio.blogspot.com. And check out everything that we have going on over there. We pay suspense. We have an artist showcase. You know, we have Extra Voice where artists can, if you're in any different city, you can just click on this interactive map. And you can say, hey, I'm in Arizona. Let me click on a D-Hour show and reach out to them to get interviewed and get my music showcased as well. And also we have the one-night stands for the DJs. All DJs, calling all DJs. If you want to get your mixes showcased, we're doing 60-minute sessions. All you have to do is go to www.phenomradio.com or www.phenom.blogspot.com and click on the DJ's One Night Stand, and we're definitely doing it big. And just shout out to the Boys and Girls Club, too, Diva Ebony B.
That's
I will
right.
be there on Diva Spot Radio. We'll be there today. And what we're doing, and I'll post that in the chat room as well, what I'm doing over there is I'm teaching the youth how to broadcast and how to control a switchboard and promote and host their own radio show. So this is a six-week program, and we're calling it the 2012 Youth Plant a Seed Hot Host Contest. So at the end of this 6 weeks, one youth will be chosen. They will receive a $50 Visa gift card, and they will receive 1 month of hosting their own show on Diva Spot Radio. So you guys make sure you plant a seed and support
That's
the youth.
What's up.
And,
I like that.
Oh, yeah,
like
it's
going to
be fun. It's going to be fun.
I like that. Well, thank you for that, Ebony. And we got about 5 minutes left on the show, but we got a caller on the line. I want to bring caller in right now. Caller 281, you're now on the D-Hour show with D. Slate and Ebony. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Jason Smith with J Entertainment, calling from Houston, Texas.
Hey.
Hey, Jason, how you doing, brother? Thank you so much for calling in.
Hey, babe.
How's it going, Ebony?
It's going fine, King. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. Just calling in to let my support and everything. I know you and I talked and telling me everything about what y'all have going on. It definitely looks like it's a positive thing that y'all doing. That I can support y'all as much as possible. Just reach out to me. Let me know, and I'm here.
Well, absolutely, brother. We always appreciate all the support and anybody else that wants to help us spread the word and keep doing what we're doing. So we're always welcome to work with different individuals to help us spread this independent and up-and-coming artist word, man, and just getting it out there to give them some great radio. So we're always welcome to that.
Okay.
You guys make sure you check out J Entertainment. We got some hot artists over there. Hot gospel artists as well. We just had Montel Jordan on a few minutes ago, and he has now retired from the R&B world, but he's going into his ministry. He's going into his purpose, so we're excited about that. He definitely has doing the Shake Heaven. He has that on iTunes, so make sure you guys go and check that out. And, Jason's
Absolutely.
Doing big things as well with the artists. You came to the right place on the D-Hour show, D-Hour show and the Deep Spot Radio, and HME Radio as well is definitely doing it big. So for those who want to contact you, Jason, again, get your Twitter and whatnot to check out your artists and whatnot. Where do we find you at on Twitter and your website?
You can go to my Twitter. It's J Entertainment, the number 2. You can find my My official website is still under construction, but you can find out everything that's going on my Facebook at J Entertainment 2011. And check out my artist, Kay Flames. His Twitter is Katie_Flames, and he's also on Reverb Nation under Kay Flames.
Well, absolutely. Well, Jay, I'm definitely going to hit you up on Twitter and Facebook as well, so we can definitely get some of your artists in rotation and definitely show them some support and get them some airplay. Because, like mm-hmm. I said, we believe that they deserve to be heard just like everybody else. So we're definitely going to get in touch with you and get them into some rotation. But I just want to thank you, brother, for definitely showing support and calling in today and listening to the show as well. So thank you so much for that.
Okay, no problem. You know, I'll be sure to spread the word to all my people, to tune in and support everything that y'all have going on. So it's definitely not a problem on my end.
Absolutely, bro. Thank you so much for calling in, and we're going to definitely continue to keep supporting you as well.
All right, thank you. So appreciate it.
All right, have a blessed day.
All right, you do so.
I love the D-Hour show.
Absolutely. We love Ebony B hanging out with us all the time. And ladies and gentlemen, anytime we got a celebrity, our celebrity morning show, you can best believe Ebony B is going to be hanging out with us and getting it in with us on these lovely morning shows and afternoon shows that we're getting in. So definitely make sure you guys keep it locked, keep tuning in. You never know who's going to be on the show. And check out the D-Hour show later on tonight. It's the Tuesday spot. We got some great poets on the show. My co-host, DK, RC, going to be in the building with me. So, you know, we're going to be showing you guys some great poetry tonight. So make sure you guys tune in. And tomorrow is Naja Hit. Wednesday, it's going to be a great show. This Thursday, we got Shanice. We got Little Al B. Shore. We got Elder Bars Jr. is going to be joining us on Celebrity Thursday. So definitely make sure you guys keep it locked and keep tuning in to the D-Hour show every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. You just never know who's going to be on the show. And make sure that you guys continue to support and listen to Diva Spot Radio Frontline Fridays. Popping. I'm telling you. Popping. Make sure you guys is listening to it, because Diva Ebony B is getting it in on Front Live Fridays, and she's doing some incredible work that you guys just heard that she's doing with the Girls and Boys Club. So definitely make sure you guys continue to keep supporting her and check her out on Twitter, and definitely check us out on Twitter as well. I hope you guys have a lovely Tuesday. Please enjoy the rest of your day. It's D Slate, Ebony B in the building, and we will see you guys. Please have a blessed day and be safe.
Peace.
I got to talk. I got to tell what I see. I got to talk about my life as I see.
Tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet. Give you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the birds. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song spins. It's the D-Hour show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. The top aboard the starship, the hottest station, showing love to underground artists. Yeah.